You're listening to The Philosopher's Note on Make Your Bed. More wisdom in less time.
Hi, this is Brian. Welcome to The Philosopher's Note on Make Your Bed. Little things that can change your life and maybe the world. By Admiral William H. McRaven. As always, let's kick it off with a quote. On May 17th, 2014, I was honored to give the commencement speech for the graduating class from the University of Texas at Austin. Even though the university was my alma mater, I was concerned that a military officer, whose career had been defined by war, might not find a welcoming audience among college students. But to my great surprise, the graduating class embraced the speech. The 10 lessons I learned from Navy SEAL training, which were the basis for my remarks, seemed to have a universal appeal. They were simple lessons that deal with overcoming the trials of SEAL training, but the 10 lessons were equally important in dealing with the challenges of life, no matter who you are. Over the past 3 years, I have been stopped on the street by great folks telling me their own stories, how they didn't back down from sharks, how they didn't ring the bell, or how making their bed every morning helped them through tough times. They all wanted to know more about how the 10 lessons shaped my life, and about the people who inspired me during my career. This small book is an attempt to do so. Each chapter gives a little more context to the individual lessons and also adds a short story about some of the people who inspired me with their discipline, their perseverance, their honor, and their courage. I hope you enjoy the book. That is Admiral William H. McRaven from Make Your Bed. Admiral William H. McRaven is a retired U.S. Navy SEAL who served for 37 years and commanded at every level. As a four-star admiral, his final assignment was as commander of all U.S. Special Operations Forces. During this time, he oversaw the covert mission that killed Osama bin Laden. After retiring from the Navy, he served as the chancellor of the University of Texas system from 2015 to 2018. And in 2014, he gave the commencement address to the graduates of the University of Texas at Austin. Millions of people wound up watching his speech on 10 lessons he learned from his Navy SEAL training. You can watch it on YouTube. I've got a link in the note. And this book takes a deeper look at those 10 lessons. It's a super quick read, packed with simple yet profound wisdom along with moving stories of moral exemplars. As per the subtitle, Little Things That Can Change Your Life and Maybe the World. Joining 5,000 plus 5-star reviewers on Amazon, I highly recommend it. Now, I have a deep level of respect for and admiration of Navy SEALs. As I was reading this book, I thought of some of the other notes we've created on books written by SEALs, including Mark Divine's The Way of the SEAL, Unbeatable Mind, plus Staring Down the Wolf, where he uses McRaven as an exemplar for one of his stories. Then I thought of Jocko Willink and Leif Babin's Extreme Ownership, plus Jocko's Discipline Equals Freedom, and David Goggins' Can't Hurt Me, and Alden Mills' Be Unstoppable and Unstoppable Teams. We have links to all of those notes. I also thought of Vice Admiral James Stockdale's Courage Under Fire, which is another super short yet remarkably wise book. Plus, we have notes on his Thoughts of a Philosophical Fighter Pilot as well. The book is packed with big ideas, and I'm excited to share some of my favorites. So let's jump straight in. First idea, the 10 lessons. Quote, remember, start each day with a task completed. Find someone to help you through life. Respect everyone. Know that life is not fair and that you will fail often. But if you take some risks, step up when times are toughest, face down the bullies, lift up the downtrodden, and never, ever give up. If you do these things, then you can change your life for the better and maybe the world. End quote. Now, those are actually the last words of the book, but they're the perfect summary of the book's wisdom and the perfect place to start. The book features 10 lessons. Each gets its own chapter. Here they are. Number one, start your day with a task completed, aka make your bed. Number two, you can't do it alone. Number three, only the size of your heart matters. Number four, life's not fair, drive on. Number five, failure can make you stronger. Number six, you must dare greatly. Number seven, stand up to the bullies. Number eight, rise to the occasion. Number nine, give people hope. Number 10, never, ever quit. Now, let's take a quick look at some of my favorite ideas and see how we can apply some of that wisdom to our lives today. First big idea, make your bed. Quote, in December 2003, U.S. forces captured Saddam Hussein. He was held in confinement, during which time we kept him in a small room. He also slept on an army cot, but with the luxury of sheets and a blanket. Once a day, I would visit Saddam to ensure my soldiers were properly caring for him. I noticed, with some sense of amusement, that Saddam did not make his bed. The covers were always crumpled at the foot of his cot, and he rarely seemed inclined to straighten them. During the ensuing 10 years, I had the honor of working with some of the finest men and women this nation has ever produced. From generals to privates, from admirals to seamen recruits, from ambassadors to clerk typists, the Americans who deployed overseas in support of the war effort came willingly, sacrificing much to protect this great nation. They all understood that life is hard, and that sometimes there is little you can do to affect the outcome of your day. In battle, soldiers die. Families grieve, your days are long and filled with anxious moments. You search for something that can give you solace, that can motivate you to begin your day, that can be a sense of pride in an oftentimes ugly world. But it is not just combat. It is daily life that needs the same sense of structure. Nothing can replace the strength and comfort of one's faith, but sometimes the simple act of making your bed can give you the lift you need to start your day and provide you with the satisfaction to end it right. If you want to change your life and maybe the world, start off by making your bed. End quote. Welcome to chapter number one, tip number one on how to change your life and maybe the world. Start your day by making your bed. Yep. Make your bed. All caps. Now, Admiral McRaven is a brilliant storyteller. He kicks the book off with a story about the very first days of his SEAL training when, every morning, his instructor would come in and inspect how he made his bed. Were the corners tucked in just right? The gray blanket expertly folded into a rectangle at the foot of the bed, with the pillow centered at the top of the bed and intersected at a 90-degree angle with the blanket at the bottom? That was the standard. Any deviation, and he'd get reprimanded. Why was doing that right so important? Because, McRaven tells us, I quote, it demonstrated my discipline. It showed my attention to detail, and at the end of the day, it would be a reminder that I had done something well, something to be proud of, no matter how small the task. So, how about you? Are you making your bed? Are you controlling the little controllables in your life that give you a sense of agency and intense trust in yourself that you can handle whatever life throws at you? It's easy to think the little things don't matter, but of course, the little things are, at the end of the day, what drives everything. Back to McRaven, he tells us, I quote again, making your bed will also reinforce the fact that little things in life matter. If you can't do the little things right, you will never do the big things right. So, let's remember, if you want to change your life and maybe the world, start off by making your bed. P.S. As I was reading that, I was also thinking of my 1 plus 10 plus 100 plus 1,000 plus 10,000 daily ritual. Starting my day with the one sun salutation followed by 10 pull-ups, 100 burpees, 1,000 meters of rowing, and 10,000 steps throughout the day makes it nearly impossible to have a series of bad days. There's something about the trust we develop in ourselves that comes from the repetition of the mundane that makes us anti-fragile. Here's to the little things. Next big idea, life's not fair. Drive on. Quote, it is easy to blame your lot in life on some outside force, to stop trying because you believe fate is against you. It is easy to think that where you were raised, how your parents treated you, or what school you went to is all that determines your future. Nothing could be further from the truth. The common people and the great men and women are all defined by how they deal with life's unfairness. Helen Keller, Nelson Mandela, Stephen Hawking. Sometimes no matter how hard you try, no matter how good you are, you still end up a sugar cookie. Don't complain. Don't blame it on your misfortune. Stand tall, look to the future, and drive on. End quote. Welcome to chapter number four, Life's Not Fair, Drive On, in which we get introduced to the SEAL version of a sugar cookie. It goes something like this. Run into the pounding surf wearing your boots and gear. Then roll in the sand until every inch of your body is covered in sand, and make sure you do that well enough to pass inspection. Then go on with your day enjoying that sugar cookie. McRaven tells us about a time when he was forced to do a sugar cookie. Quote, Mr. Mack, do you have any idea why you're a sugar cookie this morning? Martin said in a very calm but questioning manner. No, Instructor Martin, I dutifully responded. Because, Mr. Mack, life isn't fair, and the sooner you learn that, the better off you will be, end quote. Imagine that. You do everything just right. Bed's made perfectly, uniform is nice and crisp. You've rocked all your fundies and executed your business or energy or relationship strategy perfectly. And even after doing your best, you fail. Then what? Then we remind ourselves of the fact that life's not fair as we stand tall, look to the future, and drive on. P.S. McRaven's instructor in that story was a guy named Moki Martin. He was the quintessential, super fit, perfect specimen of a SEAL. Then he got in an accident while training for a triathlon, paralyzed from the legs down. I quote, for the past 35 years, Moki has been in a wheelchair. In all those years, I never once heard him complain about his misfortune in life. Never once did I hear him ask, why me? Never once did he display an ounce of pity for himself. End quote. Next big idea, sharks plus bullies. Quote, but we both wanted to be SEALs so badly that nothing in the water that night was going to stop us. If we had to fight off the sharks, then we were both prepared to do so. Our goal, which we believed to be honorable and noble, gave us courage. And courage is a remarkable quality. Nothing and nobody can stand in your way. Without it, others will define your path forward. Without it, you are at the mercy of life's temptations. Without courage, men will be ruled by tyrants and despots. Without courage, no great society can flourish. Without courage, the bullies of the world rise up. With it, you can accomplish any goal. With it, you can defy and defeat evil. End quote. That's from chapter number 7, Stand Up to the Bullies. The first story McRaven shares in this chapter is all about the shark-infested waters they were required to swim through at night during SEAL training. The key lesson? Don't back down from the sharks. And as I read this chapter, I thought of McRaven's exemplary demonstration of this principle in our current times, repeatedly standing up to the bully currently running our country. I've got a link to some of the instances in which he courageously does so. At the end of the chapter, he also tells us, quote, bullies are all the same. Whether they are in the schoolyard, in the workplace, or ruling a country through terror, they thrive on fear and intimidation. Bullies gain strength through the timid and faint of heart. They are like sharks that sense fear in the water. They will circle to see if their prey is struggling. They will probe to see if their victim is weak. If you don't find the courage to stand your ground, they will strike. In life, to achieve your goals to complete the night swim, you will have to be men and women of great courage. That courage is within all of us. Dig deep, and you will find it in abundance. End quote. Next big idea, hope, the most powerful force in the universe. Quote, hope is the most powerful force in the universe. With hope, you can inspire nations to greatness. With hope, you can raise up the downtrodden. With hope, you can ease the pain of unbearable loss. Sometimes all it takes is one person to make a difference. We will all find ourselves neck deep in mud someday. That is the time to sing loudly, to smile broadly, to lift up those around you, and give them hope that tomorrow will be a better day. End quote. That's from the 9th lesson, Give People Hope. McRaven tells us about yet another one of the trials aspiring SEALs are put through. This one involved freezing cold mud up to their necks that they were required to stay in overnight. The instructors told them that they could get out early if 5 of them quit. They were starting to break down and lose hope. Then one guy decided to start singing. McRaven tells us once again, we had learned an important lesson. The power of one person to inspire those around him, to give them hope. If that one person could sing while neck deep in mud, then so could we. If that one person could endure the freezing cold, then so could we. If that one person could hold on, then so could we. End quote. Hope. It is, and I quote a modern war hero, the most powerful force in the universe. As he says, quote, "If I have learned anything in my time traveling around the world, it is the power of hope. The power of one person, a Washington, Lincoln, King, Mandela, and even a young girl from Pakistan, Malala. One person can change the world by giving people hope." So back to you. As we navigate these challenging times in our world and in our lives, let's be the ones giving others hope today. P.S. The lesson chapter right before this one was all about rising to the occasion and being your best in the darkest moments. Keep this in mind. I quote again. At some point, we will all confront a dark moment in life. If not the passing of a loved one, then something else that crushes your spirit and leaves you wondering about your future. In that dark moment, reach deep inside yourself and be your very best. Which leads us to the next and final big idea, never quit. Quote, "He let go of the rope tied to the bell's clapper. Ring the bell and you won't have to get up early. Ring the bell and you won't have to do the long runs, the cold swims, or the obstacle course. Ring the bell and you can avoid all this pain." Then the instructor glanced down at the asphalt and seemed to break from his prepared monologue. "But let me tell you something," he said. "If you quit, you will regret it for the rest of your life. Quitting never makes anything easier." 6 months later, there were only 33 of us standing at graduation. Some had taken the easy way out. They had quit. And my guess is the instructor was right. They would regret it for the rest of their lives. Of all the lessons I learned in SEAL training, this was the most important. Never quit. It doesn't sound particularly profound, but life constantly puts you in situations where quitting seems so much easier than continuing on, where the odds are so stacked against you that giving up seems the rational thing to do. So when prospective SEALs start their training, they're shown the bell they can ring to quit. Just ring the bell 3 times and you're done. Sleep in, stay warm, stop the pain. The 10th and final and most important lesson, never quit. Never ring the bell. And as I read that passage, I thought of some parallel wisdom from Alden Mills' great book, Be Unstoppable. I read that book on my own, then read it again with Emerson. I highly recommend it for you and your kids. And after reading it together, he and I love saying NEGU, N-E-G-U together. NEGU is short for never, ever give up. He and his sister would run around yelling, "Negu!" It was fantastic. We've got a fun plus one on that one. McRaven also tells us, life is full of difficult times, but someone out there always has it worse than you do. If you fill your days with pity, sorrowful of the way you have been treated, bemoaning your lot in life, blaming your circumstances on someone or something else, then life will be long and hard. If, on the other hand, you refuse to give up on your dreams, stand tall and strong against the odds, then life will be what you make of it, and you can make it great. Never, ever ring the bell. End quote. Now back to Alden Mills. He tells us, a Vietnam veteran SEAL compared SEAL training to the forging of a samurai sword. Heat the metal, pound it with a hammer, stick it in cold water, and repeat the process approximately 2,000 times. He said no one can sustain that kind of punishment without first knowing why they want to be a SEAL. Knowing why enables the trainee to endure the pounding he endures. End quote. So here's to knowing our why and enduring the pain of forging ourselves into the best version of ourselves in service to our families, communities, countries, and world. And let's remember to start this whole changing the world business by making our beds. That is a quick look at this great book. Again, highly recommend it. Phenomenal. You can feel the integrity and virtue driving William H. McRaven's life and teachings. Go get it for yourself and perhaps someone young, just starting on their journey, like those who attended the commencement address, and many who have enjoyed that YouTube speech. Check that out as well. Again, it's linked in the note, or just search for McRaven commencement address. Before we go, let's wrap it up with some quotes from the sidebar. These are the little passages that came after each of the chapter headings, right? So there's 10 lessons. Each of the 10 chapter titles was followed by this. One of these, if you want to change the world, dot, 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 start off by making your bed. That, of course, was the first lesson. Then he says, if you want to change the world, find someone to help you paddle. You can't do it alone. If you want to change the world, measure a person by the size of their heart. If you want to change the world, get over being a sugar cookie and keep moving forward. Remember, life is not fair. Drive on. You can do everything perfectly. You can do your absolute best, and it still may not work out. Get used to that. Life is not fair. What do you do next? Drive on. He tells us, if you want to change the world, don't be afraid of the circus. We didn't talk about it, but the circus is what you got thrown into during the SEAL training. If you fell short of some of the standards during the normal day's training, you got thrown into the circus for 2 hours of additional training. McRaven got thrown in there. He tells us it's tough because when you get thrown into the circus for 2 more hours of training, the next day you tend to be pretty tired. You fall short again. You get thrown in the circus again. Happened to him. Most people drop out in that downward spiral, but he hung on and got stronger. So he says, don't be afraid of the circus. Use it. Be anti-fragile. Get stronger. If you want to change the world, slide down the obstacle head first. Talks about the obstacle course training that the SEALs go through. I can picture Emerson and I getting a tour of that obstacle course, and our sniper SEAL tour guide, Tim, doing the rope course part of it, where you got to go over a long, long rope, showing us how to do it as Emerson was doing certain things there. It was super cool. Point here being, you got to be willing to take some risks. Slide down the obstacle head first. Back to McRaven. If you want to change the world, don't back down from the sharks or the bullies. If you want to change the world, be your very best in the darkest moments. If you want to change the world, start singing when you're up to your neck in mud. And finally, and most importantly, if you want to change the world, don't ever, ever ring the bell. There you go. Let's start the day by making our beds, end the day with gratitude for another day well lived. Worst case scenario, you make your bed in the beginning of the day, nothing else goes right. You come back to it at the end of the day and say, you know what? I started the day with a win. I'm going to start it with a win again tomorrow. Let's see how it goes. Here's to the little things that can change your life and maybe the world.
We hope you enjoyed this Philosopher's Note. Please go to optimize.me to download more.